So let's jump right in now to the five types of formats of grants that you're going to be seeing when you start actually putting effort in earnest into finding a good match for you. They are formal foundational grants. There are white papers that are used as grants. There are federal grants, and these babies are in little bitty self-contained software packages. We're going to go over all of these. There are foundation-supplied grants with online forms, and foundations actually stipulate the fields that you have to fill out, like MillerCoors. Okay, and then, again, like MillerCoors, business plans can actually be used as a grant. All right, now that I thoroughly confused you, and I promise you I didn't mean to, I'm going to clear it all up here. Let's start from the beginning. Formal foundational grant. Let's say that you go to a foundation's website, and you already know to read as much as you can about the foundation. You know to read the About Us page. You already know to and have learned to research what their interests are, what their mission is, so that you know whether or not your company or your business or your particular not-for-profit is a good match with their mission. Now, once you get their mission down pat and you start reading the guidelines, it hits you. Well, these guidelines are very ambiguous. There's no forms to fill out. They don't really stipulate exactly what I need to send in. They're a little bit unclear. A, don't be afraid to call them. Okay, go to their contact us page. If you have any questions, go to their contact us page. Generally speaking, you can find their phone number, their fax, their email, their names, the names of the head honchos. Don't be afraid to use that and call them and ask them for clarification if you need to do that. Most of the time, if they do not stipulate which format of grant they want, then it's assumed they want a formal foundational grant. And a formal foundational grant is actually quite like a business plan, if you want to know the truth. It is very much like a business plan in many, many ways. A formal foundational grant is probably, to me, one of the easiest grants to write because a good bit of it you can pull from your business plan, copy, and paste into the formal foundational grant, and then reword some things and ba-da-da. Okay? Now, although the required format does indeed vary from funder to funder, the following components that we're going to talk about right now are almost always required in some form, and that's the executive summary, a history, which is staff and organizational experience, specific aims, which are your need statement and your program description combined, your budget, and then the appendices with the supporting documentation. Well, let's go over each one of these. Now remember, we're talking about a formal foundational grant here. The executive summary of your grant is much like the executive summary of your business plan. No, you can't take your executive summary from your business plan and just copy and paste it. It doesn't work that way. I wish it did. Trust me. You know, the executive summary in a formal foundational grant is likened to the executive summary in a business plan.